Welcome to the Wellness with Savannah podcast. I'm your host, Savannah, and we're going to be talking about everything from wellness to relationships, self-care, mindset, and we're going to be having some real honest conversations about life. I'm here to connect, share my thoughts, my opinions, my experience, and hopefully give you something you can relate to. Let's get comfy, let's get a snack if we need to, and let's dive into today's episode. What's up, you guys? Happy Wednesday. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are happy. I hope you are healthy. I hope you're enjoying this time that you have to yourself to really go inward and think about the things that you want to do for your life and think about the person that you want to be and what you can build during this time. This is a very special time in a way, if we choose to see it that way. Everybody has a different perspective. I respect your perspective. Mine, the way that I'm choosing to view this is just as an opportunity. So that's me. That's who I am. That's my personality. You do you. I will do me. I am coming on here to just give you a little bit of motivation to have a great day and to have a great week. When have we ever had this much time to take care of ourselves and do the things that we want to do? I can't remember a time in my life, except for when you're like in school and you have summer break. I used to be someone during summer break that I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna become my best self. And when I go back in September, I'm just gonna be like this new Savannah and blah, blah, blah. So that's how this kind of feels to me, is just like, how can I reinvent myself and who am I going to be when I come out of this? And it's very motivating for me, I must say, because I just want to be the most badass person that I can be. And I want to work as hard as I can work. And I have so much time right now to really put into myself. And I love that. It may sound selfish, but it's not. I love putting time into me because when my cup is full, I can give more to the world. I'm more present. I am more loving. I am more kind. I am more thoughtful. I'm less reactive. I'm more confident. It kind of just all, everything is good when I take care of myself, which is the main point of what I am trying to say to you today. Please make sure you are taking care of yourself in this time, however that looks for you. Maybe you're not someone who works out or like does the gym thing and the eating healthy thing, but maybe this is a great opportunity for you to try. Do a little exercise. Exercise boosts your mood. It boosts your immunity, which we need right now. We need our bodies to be strong and we need our bodies to be able to fight off any invaders. So move your body, get those hormones flowing, get those endorphins flowing, and just be really proud of yourself for making any sort of active step towards being healthier and better and just more in tune with your body. It's so important to be in tune with your body because your body is talking to you all during the day, all during the night. And if you are ignoring certain signals, that's when we start to have problems. You know, we start to get headaches. We're really tired. Our digestion is off. We have no sex drive. Our skin is breaking out. Our nails are brittle. There's so many things that happen when you ignore the signals your body is sending you. So get into it and get in tune with yourself and feel good about taking care of your body. No one is judging you for it. And if they are, they can F off because most people are jealous of others putting themselves first because that's what they want to do. They just don't know how. Whether they have this idea in their mind that they're not a health and fitness person, so they can't have that identity. You can be whoever you want to be. You can change and you can shift and you can pivot. You can evolve at your own rate. If you want to change, change. Don't wait for an invitation. Do it on your own time and be really proud of yourself for personal development, man. Personal development is key, and personal growth and putting that time into yourself and being the best that you can be. So use this time really wisely and effectively. Focus on your nutrition. I made a post today on Instagram that was saying, like, you know, this is a time where you can really just go inward and focus on yourself and add some structure where there is no structure. And I just want to say this, if you feel like you don't know how to eat healthy and you don't know how to work out, there are infinite resources available to you. Look on Pinterest for ideas, go on Instagram. Be mindful about what you're reading and what you then put into practice, but go look for inspiration and try different things and try new things and see how that works for you and how you respond. You know, maybe you're going to find something that really, really works, really makes you feel good about yourself. Which I kind of want to say this one thing. I am never going to be the type of person who tells someone else how to work out and who tells someone else how to eat. If you follow my Instagram, you know that I post about my food and, you know, I share some of the things that I do, but I only do it to inspire you, to show you that you can do the same. I'm not saying that my way is the best. My way works for me. And my message to anyone is you have to go find what works for you. You are your own individual. You have your own body. You have your own brain. You have your own preferences. You have your own food intolerances, allergies, all of that stuff, your own taste buds. So when you go out looking for information, take it with a grain of salt and try new things, but be willing to adjust and be willing to listen to your own voice, because there are some things that you're going to try where you're going to just try and follow it like a puppet and just follow it word for word and do exactly what somebody else is doing. And it might frustrate you because you might not enjoy it. It might not work for your body. So then you don't get the result that you're looking for. And then you get frustrated and you don't try again. So find what works for you and be willing to shift and change, because we can all shift and change at any point. I think some people wait for this invitation that they're never going to get. You're never going to get an invitation from someone to be better and to shift and to change. You get to decide. And I know we can sometimes feel that judgment, like, especially when there's labels around things. So let's say you're trying a plant-based nutrition. And you're on your Instagram, you're really proud of yourself, and you're like, yeah, I'm trying plant-based, and I'm so excited. And then in 2 weeks, you're like, holy fuck, I need a piece of steak. And you feel that guilt. You feel like you're not being who you told people you were going to be. And so then you struggle. You have that internal struggle with yourself. And I'm here to tell you, when you don't put labels on yourself, it is a lot easier to go through your own individual process, because you didn't tell anyone anything and you didn't promise anyone anything and you didn't put yourself into a little box. When you put yourself into a box, it feels like you can't break out without judgment. So my advice to anyone is, try your best not to label yourself, because you might change. You might change your mind. Your body might need something different. Your life might require you to do something different. And it can be more challenging when you've been holding on to this identity. And I can say that from someone who's done this. I have labeled myself and identified as one thing. And then, you know, you shift how you eat or you shift how you work out. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're being a fraud because all of this identity that you've been holding on to, you want to let go of, and you're worried what people are going to think. So when you're going through your own process, just kind of have it be private to you, you know, share and hold yourself accountable, put things out into the world and tell people what you're doing, but just be mindful of how, if you're pigeonholing yourself, and that's the last thing you want to do. The last thing you want to do is just be single focused and not leave room for improvements and trial and error and mistakes, because we don't really know how things are going to work for us until we do them. So if you have this idea that if you start this vegan diet, that you're just going to be this health guru and you're going to feel amazing and you're going to do amazing. And then, like I said, in a couple weeks it shifts, you might not feel very good. So just be gentle and go through the process as you would go through any process, with not a lot of promises to anyone else. Just know what you want on the inside and be willing to shift when you want to. Okay. What's something else? Yeah, I don't know. This doesn't even have to be that long of an episode. I just want you guys to know that no matter what you're doing at home right now, make sure that you are working on yourself and make sure that you're putting energy into your body and to your mind and to your soul, which sounds so hokey pokey, but it's actually very important. And it's very important to take control over your internal environment, all of your thoughts, all of your feelings, all of your worries, all of your fears. They actually need you to be honest with yourself about them. So if you're feeling really scared, you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, you don't know how you're going to afford food, you need to be honest with yourself about that and stop trying to just push it to the wayside. If you're feeling really anxious that, you know, you just started a workout program at the gym and now your gym closed and you're like, shit, I'm going to gain 20 pounds and I'm going to just completely lose this routine that I just had, be honest with yourself about that so that you can have an awareness of where you're actually at. I think as human beings, we're very good at pushing our truth to the side and we just live our day. We try to be as happy as we can be and we're pushing some of this heavy stuff to the side thinking it's just going to go away. It's not going to go away. I'm sorry to tell you. It's just going to bubble and it's going to speak to you in different ways. Then if you keep on not listening, it's going to scream to you and then it's just going to all blow up in your face. And that happens to every single person. If you push your truth to the side, it is going to scream at you and punch you in the face until you deal with it. So deal with your shit and, you know, incorporate some healthy practices into your day and just know that this time can be looked at as an opportunity. I've seen this meme circulating Instagram and it's so interesting to see who reposts it and who is in complete disbelief that anybody would have the audacity to say this, but I'm going to say it on here. The meme is this: if you're not using this time to do what you've always wanted to do, start a side hustle or work for your dream body, then you never lack time. You lack discipline. Ooh. Like, that's kind of yucky. Like, I don't really like that. I think that that's super in your face. It's kind of rude because it doesn't account for any other circumstances or variables in somebody's life. So when you see stuff like that online, just be mindful about how much you engage in that energy. And I just want you to know I'm not trying to shake you up in that way. I'm not trying to make you feel like if you're not using this time wisely, that there's something wrong with you. We are all different and we all make different conscious choices for our life. I am choosing to live the way that I am living in this situation because I'm very honest with myself about who I can be and what I'm capable of. You know, I'm very capable of falling into a depression, not taking care of my body, stress eating, binge eating. I'm very capable of being reactive to the people around me if I'm not taking care of myself. I can be very lazy if I'm not holding myself accountable and getting my stuff done. So you have to be honest about who you are and what some of your triggers are so that you can make the most out of this time. And if you're not someone who can pull yourself out of it, then that's okay too. But maybe this is a great time for you to start incorporating some little tools into your day and some practices and some rituals that can just make you feel good and make you uplifted and bring some new thoughts into your mind. Because I know I've been thinking a lot during this. I'm sure you've been thinking a lot during this. And our thoughts create emotion and they create chemistry in our brain and we send signals off to parts of our body. So we have to be very careful about the thoughts that we're thinking because it's affecting your body whether you want it to or not. And when we just let ourselves run down the rabbit hole and go off on a tangent and we wonder why we have no energy and we wonder why we're stressed out, well, sorry to say, but we might be causing it based on our thoughts. So yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up. I hope you have a really great day and I hope that you're being gentle with yourself about where you're at, but I also hope you're lighting a fire under your ass. Like, be motivated. It's okay to be motivated and be inspired and get excited about this time because this doesn't have to be awful if we don't want it to. You have a choice. You always have a choice in how you feel and how you respond to life. I am choosing to respond in the way that I'm choosing to respond, because this will work best for me long term. I'm thinking about 40-year-old Savannah right now. I'm thinking about 30-year-old Savannah right now. In, you know, 6 months, 7 months, I'm going to be 25. I'm thinking about 25-year-old Savannah. In September, who do I want to be? Do I want to be 20 pounds overweight? Oh, no, absolutely not. Do I want to say that I wasted an opportunity? No, because for myself personally, I don't want to waste any time. I am very time conscious and I'm very time aware, whether it's going to a meeting or, you know, just whatever. Like, I've always been very time aware and I know how fast time goes by and we don't get any of it back. None of it. So when I turn 25 and when I'm 30 years old, I don't want to look back and think, oh, 3 months of my life just were like, poof, gone. That's happened to me before, and it was when I was very depressed, and I realized just how much of my life I had actually lost in those moments. So I'm not really interested in that, because our time can end at any point. None of us are guaranteed living a life until we're 80, you know? So we have to be just super aware. Be aware, be self-aware, have an awareness of the truth, have an awareness of your capabilities, have an awareness of time, and just do your fucking best, okay? Just do your best, and we're all individuals, and that looks different for everyone. I hope you have an awesome day. I think I've already said that 3 times because I'm trying to wrap up. And yeah, let's see what the next episode will be. I'm not really sure. I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling creative. So we shall see. Have a great day, you guys.